This is the first of two podcasts on the speech areas of the brain, with the goal being to help the listener clearly distinguish between the functionality of Broca's and Wernicke's area. So in terms of location, for 95% of the population, Wernicke's area is in the left temporal lobe. For the other 5%, it'd be in the right temporal lobe. The major function of Wernicke's area is the comprehension of speech or language. Other functions, it locates words from memory to express a particular meaning. It's involved in the interpretation of written word. Let's talk about aphasia, which is a language impairment due to brain damage, or more specifically, the inability to use language appropriately, and may include problems speaking language, hearing language, and reading language. Now, for someone who suffers from Wernicke's aphasia, in terms of the grammatical structure of their sentences consist mainly of function words, lacking content words. So an example of a sentence for a Wernicke's aphasiac might be, I called my mother on the television and did not understand the door. It was too breakfast, but they came from far to near. My mother is too old for me to be young. So in terms of their speech patterns, they can produce fluent speech. But in terms of the meaningfulness of speech, they string together long, fluent sentences, but they're largely incoherent and poorly sequenced because of the difficulty to select the right word, the temporal lobe being the memory lobe. They can't provide a meaningful description of an event. In terms of victim's awareness, Wernicke's aphasiacs are generally unaware of their condition.